Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Soldotna City Council passed a consent agenda item Wednesday evening that would further extend the disaster emergency declaration declared for the city in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The city manager issued a disaster emergency declaration in response to the pandemic back on March 19th of last year, and it has since been extended multiple times throughout the year. While not voting to extend, the current extension will expire on March 31st. Alaska Statutes 26.23.140 states that a local disaster declaration may be extended by the consent of the local governing authority. The city cites that the community at large continues to experience disruption and public health impacts from the pandemic. Alaska has received and continues to receive allocations of COVID-19 vaccines, and continued coordination is required between state and local governments as well as with healthcare providers to ensure the vaccine continues to be accessible to Alaskans. Soldotna states that the city's response and recovery efforts require the ongoing use of resources, and the city council aims to extend the disaster emergency declaration of the city manager to ensure sufficient resources remain focused on the situation. Soldotna requests that the state provide assistance by making available resources as needed in the ongoing response and recovery from the impacts to the pandemic, to provide individual assistance for affected businesses and individuals, and to provide technical expertise and guidance in order to help the city in response and recovery from the event. Soldotna additionally requests assistance from federal agencies where state capability isn't adequate. The disaster emergency declaration issued last March now extends through June 30th of this year. The State Health Department is considering the idea of providing coronavirus vaccinations to travelers at the state's busiest airports with summer tourism and fishing seasons looming. The department Wednesday released a request for information to determine interest among potential contractors to provide a one-dose vaccine to interested travelers in a secure section of airports in Anchorage, Juneau, Fairbanks, and Ketchikan. Implementing strategies to reduce the spread of COVID-19 through Alaska communities is critical with the levels of travel activity expected between May and October, according to what the document said. One of the vaccines available for emergency use is a one-dose shot, which the department says its Division of Public Health intends to use for such a program, subject to availability. Under emergency use authorizations, people 18 and older can receive the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine, according to the CDC. The other two vaccines are specifically 16 and older, by the way. The State Health Department request asks interested contractors to provide staffing plans and estimates for what they think would cost to administer such a program. The Division of Public Health Director Heidi Hedberg spoke to the media Thursday and said in addition to gauging interest among contractors, officials would need to wait for increased allocations of the vaccine from the federal government, but said the State Health Department is looking at some time late spring, hopefully before tourist season picks up, she said, for when it could set up vaccine sites, specifically at Alaska's airports. Officials have said the state continues to provide testing for COVID-19 at airports, though such tests aren't required by the state after a disaster declaration ended last month.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.